as introduced by and performed by Brian May and Carrie Ellis, Dust in the Wind. So to come on the show, another mini lecture from Dennis Gore, and we'll be speaking to Matt Sanford from the fine performance group Ballet Boys, who are coming up to the Darlington Civic Theatre, of course. We're also talking to Nick from the Bananas in Pyjamas children's performance session, which is truly wonderful in every sense of the word. And if we're talking about performance and a whole stack of other scenarios, you've got Dog Agility, you've got Thoresby, you've got a whole range of things. You've also got Minty Steed, our countryside correspondent. Good morning, Minty. How are you?
Morning, Alex. Fine, thank you. Despite the very rough weather of late, which did a lot of cleaning up after, but we're still all here.
Exactly. That's the best way forward, of course, which is great. Okay, moving on. Shall we start with the fabulous South Durham Easter show at Duncombe Park in Helmsley, which apparently is 4 days of stunning entertainments from Friday the 18th right the way through to Monday the 21st of April 2014. So bags of time to actually put that into people's diaries and so on.
Yes, certainly. Well worth going to. We attended it last year, and it was great fun. And you've got all the Duncombe Park as well to go around, and you can go in house too if you wish for, half a week or so. And there's the tea rooms and everything open. It's well worth spending at least one day there, certainly. I'm pretty much enjoying it.
As this part of the show diary of the South Durham Hare and Hounds. I'll say that again, Durham Hare and Hounds. And if we look slightly further ahead, again, nice to book things through the whole thing in South Durham, there is an eight-day, yes, double the Easter show, eight-day spring show, which takes place at Barnard Castle in, or at, Raygill Farm. That's Raygill Farm. Barnard Castle, 8 days from the 17th to the 20th of May. And then we've actually got the 23rd and the 26th, which is, of course, Bank Holiday Monday of May 2014. So can actually do that, which, of course, means that on the Wednesday and Thursday in between the 20th of May and the 23rd of May, you can obviously get the hounds to relax, recover, do some training. All sorts of things can be taking place there.
Oh, yes. It's, as I said, well worth attending. And those who do the agility, they have all the camping equipment and everything with them, and they make it like a complete home for themselves for the half week, whole week, whatever they're going to do. And, the whole thing on sort of a huge sort of family event, in a way, club event. And all the public are welcome, because you can definitely, if you watch around, they have all the different degrees of training, and the different degrees are from absolute complete beginners to novice and through the different grades. So you can get a feel for it, and I'm sure there'll be more than ample opportunities to join in one way or another. And, you never know. You may find that your canine has been waiting for this chance all its life. And why not? There's no age limit or anything, neither downwards nor upwards, to joining in. And even if you join in at the most amateur level, you're welcome.
Now, when we say hare and hounds, does that mean we have rabbits on the show as well, or
No. Hare is Chris Hare, who runs it. So it's sort of a play on the hare and hounds, because, of course, when you imagine you're running something like that for 4, 5, 6, 8 days or more, you do tend to feel like a hare with the hounds after you, and everyone has a question, and you're the only one they consider has the answer.
I thought that might be the case, but you never know. People could be listening to Hare and Hounds and think, oh, can we actually bring our hares along as well, and other kind of species from the rabbit world?
Well, as long as you keep them in the travel cages, I'm sure they'd be okay, but I wouldn't advise letting them out.
Indeed. That's obviously what's happening over the Easter show, and then, of course, the May Bank holidays. Yes. Looking slightly further ahead at Primrose Hill in Barnard Castle, again, another 7-day package, coming out at the same time as Cows Week, actually. So if you haven't got a yacht or you don't fancy going down to Cows Week to establish that, between the 2nd and the 5th of August, and then, of course, the 8th to the 10th of August, we've got the Hare and Hounds 7-day summer show, and again, a whole range of things happening there at Primrose Hill, Barnard Castle.
And of course, if you enter such as those who decide to join, and then go in at the most sort of the beginner's level and work your way through, who knows? I mean, it is a road to crusts as well sometimes with the various agilities and things. And they do have a special one this time, I understand, if I'm correct on it, that there's something going on Channel 4 television where various people have been nominated to go in for something very similar to the obstacle come agility, and then the final ones will go actually for a place at Cuffs to join in a special sort of TV version of it.
Well, you brought us neatly around there, of course, mention of the C word to a reminder, yep. Of course, people listening to this particular element on Southside Broadcasting, Channel 1 for Hospedia, or indeed on our southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com site. The case of Toffee, that is the terrier, the Patterdale terrier, as opposed to the confectionery. How is it looking? Are votes coming in terms of the Vote for Toffee campaign, which I know a range of folk have been saying is on the case?
Yes, I hope so, because it's all very much on the last meeting now, which I understand is between the middle and the last of next week, when somewhere probably between round about Thursday, Friday of next week, they will make the announcements as to the final selection goes to Cuffs to be there for the time of the show as a friend for life, and of which then the public can vote each evening on television. They're usually Claire Baldwin there with the various Friends for Life dogs, and vote for the one that you find your favourite. First of all, of course, you need your votes in so Toffee can be there and represent all that is South Side and all that is Sarum. And I do believe he should fully represent South Side, because he started through Toffee. We started off the Southside Broadcasting Special K9 team, did we not, Alex? And they've gone all over the country and spread the word farm life for Southside.
Yeah, well, there we are. We continue in every sense. And how do people vote for Toffee? You could hear in the background there. How do people actually get this? So they go online to find the Kennel Club and send in their vote from there?
Yes, that's right. Or directly just do for Heidi, as in the books about Heidi, Heidi.ansel, which is A-N, then C for cat, E-double-L, at the Kennel Club, all one word, lowercase, .org.uk. That's Heidi.ansel at the Kennel Club, .org.uk. And just a few simple words saying they would like to see Toppy, the Patterdale Terrier, at Cubs in Friend for Life.
Well, there we are. It couldn't be simpler.
That will do. If you wish to add further, because you've listened at times all about Toffee, when you listen to Southside Broadcasting or listen to it on the internet and on the podcasts, etc., and then add to it if you wish, but just those few simple words will suffice.
From Toffee to Thoresby, from T to T, Thoresby, on the 1st and 2nd of March, which is obviously taking place a whole range of things, a weekend, Saturday and Sunday. What's happening in Thoresby?
There's absolutely everything. They've got a marvellous dog event, which is sort of fairly new on the circuit, and the security trained dogs. And it does include, part of it for this year is they've developed other acts in it, whereby the dog is shown the car and the person inside the car sets with the windows open around the that they have there, and then the dog is let loose and it chases after the car, jumps into a car.
It seems as though the phone line was jumping out of you there for Minty. We're missing out in all sorts of ways there, but that's okay.
What happens is the security dogs are being trained to do a really cracking performance, and this year they've added that one of the dogs has been trained so that it checks on the driver, goes into a particular car, the windows are down, of course, to allow the dog to complete the act. The person sets off to drive round and round the arena, and the dog hurtles across the arena, jumps into the car through the open window, puts his paw on the driver as if to say, right, I have you now, and then the driver stops and time how quickly the dog does it. And it absolutely brings the house down, you know. I mean, I know you're outdoors, but it's still the same for you. But it really is a quite incredible act. And they do all manner of things, searching out things that people put into the arena, everything like that. And it's a marvellous performance. Then we have horse boarding. which is you're literally on the equivalent to a skateboard behind a very long line, a bit like a bungee jump line, and a horse gallops through the arena and you're towed along behind it on the skateboard. Or if you come off the skateboard, you're towed behind it until you let go of the rope on the ground.
Sounds truly amazing.
We could be a volunteer here for this one.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see, is all I can say. I'm sure things will work out all
the way through. I know.
And in terms of getting to Thoresby, do people actually have a web address? Is there a way in which people can find out how it's connected?
Put in the Heritage Shows. That's all you need. The Heritage Shows 2014. And the list will come up, and the first one on the list is Thoresby, March the 1st and 2nd, and that leads to a whole range of events all through the year, ending in what they call the very, very late outdoor show, which I believe, and they haven't fully settled a date yet, but I believe it's sometime early November. So that's even March to November, or certainly the end of October, the Heritage Shows team, of which, of course, we featured last year. And remember, one of the pointers you liked, Alex, was they do have the shows at lovely places, you know, really beautiful places, beautiful halls and beautiful old manors, etc. And the grounds are always lovely, such as Burley and Sandrin, etc. So they have some good locations.
That's why it's superbly heritage-based, which is fantastic.
It is.
So, there we have it, the Chris Hare Hare and Hound show details. We might be covering a few of those as the thing proceeds. Chance to actually vote for Toffee by going to thekennelclub.co.uk and sending in your vote to Heidi to ensure that she actually gets through the qualifying round. And, of course, the Thoresby event on the 1st and 2nd of March. Minty, as ever, a delight. We take it you've had a reasonably interesting connection with us on the show today.
Absolutely, and if it will whet the appetite for those thinking about it, is that on March the 1st and 2nd, so we're thinking of doing one day at Thoresby and one day at this one, just above Catchet at the Richmond Equestrian Centre, the Mad March Hare Show, so see us there.
Well, there we are. It's amazing. The line just about sort of hanging on in there. So I take it you'll be back with us in the very near future with more Minty Steed magic from the countryside and rural world.
Will do.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call
from
us
Airwolf,
home.
Magnum PI, and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.